Welcome to episode 181 of the Daily Brainwave. My name is Sean, and I'll be your host as we try and discover the most useless yet interesting fact known to mankind. Today we finish Tap Week by looking at how Mr. Bojangles revolutionized the entertainment industry. Yesterday, we discussed the origins of the famous tap dancer, Bill Robinson, aka Bojangles. We also talked about the seemingly insurmountable obstacles placed before him as a black man trying to get into the entertainment industry in the early 1900s. Today, we'll take a look at how he surmounted them. It wasn't an easy process. In his early days, Bojangles dealt with everything from wearing a tutu and clown outfit to please white audiences, to getting sentenced to 18 years of hard labor at Sing Sing Prison in New York for a crime he didn't commit. Now, how he got out of that one is a story all its own. Bojangles started breaking into the biz when he caught the attention of George Cooper, one of the few black performers who made it to white vaudeville. Cooper's partner was getting drunk all the time, so Cooper had to let him go. This was a pretty big deal because it put Cooper out of a job. Vaudeville at the time didn't let black performers perform solo. Apparently the managers believed that one African American didn't have the brain power to make it through a set all by himself. So Cooper needed a new partner if he wanted to keep working. He found one in Bill Robinson. They toured the country on the various vaudeville circuits, catapulting Bojangles from an obscure talent to a vaudeville star. Despite his stardom, he was hardly, by this point, breaking barriers. But right about this time, he started wielding his most potent weapon to open doors: his personality. By the 1930s, vaudeville was dying. The new talkie motion pictures were starting to draw crowds away from the stage and into the movie theaters. He was known on the circuit, but if he was to survive, he had to break into the movies. While he wasn't known to the big Hollywood producers, he made himself known through his attitude. He acted so confident and poised. He dressed very, very snappily. On top of that, he was a charmer. One of the reasons he was able to get away with eating in all-white establishments, for example, was because he had cultivated friends in high places. Eventually, he leveraged all this into his own solo performance career that spanned from the silver screen to the Broadway stage. He used this influence to bring other black performers to the forefront of mainstream culture. Robinson is very much an unsung hero. Through his quick tapping feet and his charming little smile, he was able to burst open the doors of the entertainment industry for black performers, proving their worth both as artists and individuals, and setting the stage for the civil rights movement. Thanks for tuning in to episode 181 of the Daily Brainwave. Make sure you answer the question of the month for October: which historical figure do you feel is the most overrated and why? Send your answers to Sean, that's S-E-A-N, at dailybrainwave.com, along with any other comments or suggestions about the show. And make sure you come back tomorrow as we start off Ghost Week
by looking at the mysterious Chase family vault.